This is the homage verse for the Triple Gem. And today, let me start from a symbolic story. Once upon a time, there was a bird, a sparrow, which entered inside a house of someone through a small hole. So when that sparrow entered inside looking for food, he found that there were some humans living inside the house, and that sparrow got a little bit worried, so he wanted to escape from that house or the room. But unfortunately, the windows and the doors were closed, so he doesn't know from where to get out. So what he did was he tried every brick on the wall to get away. And he tried to go through the brick, he bashed himself, he hurt himself. And then he thought that maybe this is not the way for the entrance for outside. So he tried another brick. And then he bashed himself on the wall again. So he tried each brick, and blood started to come. And he was injured every single time he tries to enter outside. He was bashing and hurting himself. At last, he died. He was very ignorant. He could have used the same hole that he entered inside in order to go outside. But in his logical mind, he thought, the hole created a problem. This hole from where I come created the problem and all the anxieties, worries for me. So this hole is not going to lead me get through my suffering or the worry. So similarly, we are all the sparrows, same like the sparrow. Most of the time, we have suffering because of the negative emotions. And negative emotions always comes through the mind. And to counter the negative emotions, we have to have the positive emotion, which is just the opposite. So it is all a mental exercise. So because of the mental negative attitude or negative emotions, we create all the problems. Now, if we want happiness and peace, we have to change our mindset. But instead of changing our mindset, when we are worried and in anxiety, we go to supermarket for shopping to get happiness. We go to beaches in order to search peace. We run and run and run. We become very tired, and that tiredness somehow creates some sort of ease in oneself. And then we say, this is really relaxing. So, we are just like the sparrows. The problem lies in the mind. And instead of getting more aware of the mind and getting more knowledgeable, accumulating knowledge how to overcome that negativity through the positive attitude and positive emotions, we rather go to beach or holidays, and when we come back, we are the same person. So therefore, the moral of the whole story is, wherever there is the problem, there is the solution. If a person falls down here, the person should step the same ground and get up. Not that I fall here and get up in Chicago. That's not going to happen. So therefore, if we want peace and happiness, we have to see the source of no peace and no happiness. The source of unhappiness. It's all the negative emotions. And it has a lot of things to do with the mind, not with the external matters. So if my mind is the problem, then my mind will be the solution. Therefore, meditation is a very important tool to play with the mind, to set up the mind that we do here, which is like compassion, which is just opposite of hatred, resentment. And misunderstanding is created through the ignorance. So we need to have more knowledge to understand from different perspective. These days, people say, oh, my husband is problem, my wife, my father, my mother, my children is problem, my society is problem, maybe government is problem, the policy is problem. But the Buddha says, you create all the problem. And it seems that it is problem. And you may be right, but that's half-truth. We call it Ardha Satya. In Indian verse, we call it Ardha Satya, that is half-truth. When we become weak, the whole world becomes strong. Let me give you an example. I call this fabric soft. This is half-truth. My hand is stronger than this one. If I touch this iron or the steel, I would say this is hard. No. That's also half-truth. The other truth, the half, is my hand is softer than the steel, so I find steel more hard. So it's how you look at things. So it's about the mindset. So therefore, we need to be strong, we need to have more aware of where we are standing and how we look things, and we need to also understand how to look things from outside. So the knowledge is important, the wisdom is important, and at the same time, since we are all looking for peace and happiness, Buddha mentions that we all are always in peaceful and in a very happy state. But because that we, our mind is so polluted and we cling with the pollutions, the contaminated emotions that we tend to feel, that we are always unhappy. We are so used to clinging the negative emotions that we have forgotten our origin. Therefore, Buddha comes with the word called, the subject called Buddha nature. We are all Buddhas. Buddha nature is the mental state where the person has the stability of mind, whether there is a destruction or construction going outside. So that mental state is called the Buddha, or the Buddha. So therefore, if we want peace and happiness, we have to counter the negative emotions, which is the cause of all sufferings. And it has a lot of things to do with the mind exercise, meditation. And the aspects are awareness, knowledge. So through the knowledge, we create more wisdom to see from different perspective. And through the awareness, we understand where we are standing, how to deal with things, and so on. So I hope I made some clarity here. Thank you. And if any questions, you can put me forward. We can give like 2 or 3 minutes for that.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You spoke of half-truths and mindsets, and especially negative emotions, and that these negative emotions are a problem to keep us from our happiness. Do you think it's possible that this mindset, is maybe sort of a half-truth, and that certainly our negative emotions can be torment us and be very unbeneficial. But is it also possible that our negative emotions, such as fear and sadness, can also be beneficial and force?
Negative emotions which are beneficial? I think in the immediate situation, it may look like a beneficial thing. But in long run, negative emotion is never benefiting. Never benefiting. Let me give you an example. I used to shout my own attendant, thinking that shouting will help him, you know, harsh actions, harsh words will help him. But at the end of the day, I become a person which is very nagging. So I realized later, like, I am changing my habit pattern to more negative. And in the immediate situation, it really helped, you know, because there is some very, harsh thing going on in which he feel a little uncomfortable or afraid, and he may tend to do it. But imagine, what would he feel? He may do it in a superficial way or in a surface level, but deep down inside, he's hurt. So I think in the long run, his faith on me, his trust and his love, it will vanish. You know? So these are like very simple examples. So in the immediate situation, it may work. It may look like working. You know? It may also work. But in the long run, it doesn't. It really creates damage a lot in various ways. Thank you.
In the book, Stephen Hawking talks about living with your friends, and I'm just wondering, if some of your friends are materialistic and you're trying to be spiritualistic, how do you divide the two to still make friends?
We cannot go in extreme. See, spirit, dealing with the spirit is called spirituality. But we also have the body, which is a matter. We have to feed it, we have to pay it, we have to, transportation, communication, house rental. We cannot deny the material thing. So we are a combination of body and mind. Body is matter and mind is the spirit. So we have to have a combination and the balance between the material world and the spiritual world. If we say, I'm going to do all this meditation, what about my food? So we cannot deny that. I think we need to keep balance. Thank you. Yeah, last question.
I've heard it said that although negative emotions are not beneficial, that within our mental mind frame, there's still sort of beings within our mental landscape. And my question is, during meditation, when we experience negative emotions, do you recommend that we spend time, like compassionate time with the negative emotion, or move more quickly to cultivate the positive emotions when we experience it?
Yeah, I think we have to cultivate more of positive emotions and positive thoughts, and then automatically the other will go away. Let me give you an example for that. Supposing there is a glass of ink, black ink, and if you constantly pour milk on it, keep on pouring, 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 what will happen? Eventually, you have a glass of milk. Not even a single drop of black ink will remain. So similarly, we have negative emotions here. You don't bother about negative emotion. Just put positive, positive, eventually it will vanish. Thank you.